Last week, President Donald Trump gave a speech to 50,000 people packed in at Liberty University in Virginia. Days later, a known white nationalist gets a white mob complete with torches to go to a public park at night in Virginia to so-called protest the proposed removal of the statue to the traitorous anti-American general Robert E. Lee. Another monument to treason featuring Robert E. Lee was taken down in New Orleans by mass workers protected by police snipers on surrounding buildings to ward off any possible terrorist attacks. Conservative media personalities like Laura Ingraham have openly romanticized Robert E. Lee, a man who violated his oath to the United States, sided with wealthy slavers to form an army to destroy the United States. For what reason? Because of fears that the South might lose its captive free labor force, despite President Lincoln's assurances that abolishing slavery was not his intent. There are hundreds of monuments promoting insurrection, racism, and slavery across the United States, and U.S. citizens are forced to fund their maintenance. Some of the states with anti-American monuments to the CSA were not states when the Civil War took place. In violation of the 14th Amendment's various sections on rebellion and insurrectionist traitors who supported slavery, the descendants of the formerly enslaved, the descendants of those who joined the United States Armed Forces, are being forced to this day to fund monuments to self-declared enemies of freedom and justice for all. There is nothing more anti-American than the Confederacy. I ask Americans to join me in pushing for an end to the promotion of treason, insurrection, and terrorism to future generations of United States citizens. We must bring these tributes to injustice down and continue to work on implementing a nation and government that practices justice and protects all its citizens from every kind of terrorist ideology. This has been Scotty Reed with a BTR News commentary. For more, visit us online at BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.